Paul, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Yes, not too bad.
Hey, looks like I got your web registration. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
I sure do.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. So, looks like you wanted to get some information on the working capital programs. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So, I have just a couple quick basic questions to make sure everything I have on file is right. The name of the business, I have Fitzpatrick Home Service of Iowa, LLC.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
And then actually we're at the DBA doing business as Amerispec Home Inspections.
Oh, okay. Can you say that one more time for me?
Doing business as Amerispec, AmeriSpec.
Okay.
Home Inspections.
Home Inspections. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. And are you guys at 2415 Skyline?
Correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And how long have you been in business?
The business has been here since 84, but I bought it 3 years ago.
Okay, now when you bought it, did you keep the same legal business name?
Yes, the DBA name, yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect, all right. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right, so as far as our working capital programs go, we have kind of a lot of different programs, depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you start by telling me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, it's a combination of things. Actually, I'm trying to combine some debt and get that paid off, and also do some expansion over in Eastern Iowa.
Are you a Cleveland Cavaliers fan?
Okay. All right, so we
want to... I've got an existing capital thing out with Swift Financial.
Oh, okay. All right. And do you know what the balance is on that?
It's right around 62,000.
62. Okay.
Right.
All right. And when did you take that loan out?
I took it out last year, but it's got renewed in June of this year.
Okay. All right, renewed in June. All right. And when you renewed it, what was the total amount that you borrowed?
75.
75, okay.
Right.
And are you on a daily payment with that?
Weekly.
Weekly, okay. All right. And
yep.
Do you know off the top of your head what that weekly payment is?
It's just a little over $1,800 a week.
$1,800, okay.
Which is pretty steep.
Sure, okay.
I think it's just for a year.
Oh, it was a 12-month term?
Yeah, 12-month term.
Okay, perfect. All right, that's a good starting point for me. So as far as the expansion, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do there.
Well, it's a franchise business. Basically, it's hiring and training inspectors in Eastern and Northern Iowa. And so I've got territories over in there that aren't being serviced right now because I don't have anybody, right?
Oh, okay.
So that takes salary and training dollars for that, and then marketing.
Gotcha. What type of marketing do you do?
Over the web and also face-to-face marketing and real estate offices.
Okay. All right. And do you have an idea of how much you were looking for to cover those expansion costs?
It would probably be, if I could get that paid off, the Swift paid off, then I'd be looking for around 150.
150, okay. So,
yeah,
so
I'd
60
go up
some
to 200.
Odd. Oh, okay, okay. So 60 some odd to pay Swift off and the rest towards the expansion, we're looking for 150
expansion.
To 200 total.
Right, and capital, just working expenses through the winter.
Gotcha, okay. All right. Pretty clear picture there. And did you have an idea of how soon you were looking to bring the funds on?
As soon as I could get control of them.
Oh, okay, okay. So if we have something that makes sense, we'd be ready to go.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so a couple questions for you.
I definitely would want to pay off Swift so I don't have two payments out there, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. That's something I kind of wanted to go over, because in these situations, there's usually two options, right? We get the full payoff loan where we would pay Swift off directly, then you would net the rest of it. Usually, usually there's a requirement on these payoff loans that you net as much as we pay off. Sounds like we're in line with that if you're looking for 150 to 200. Our minimum that we would be looking at for a payoff would be right around 120 on this. So we're still on the same page there. Okay, so a couple qualifying questions to see kind of where this is going to lie. What do you do for your gross annual sales top line revenue?
A little bit over 800,000.
Okay. And is that up, down, or the same from last year?
It's about the same as last year. We're a little up.
Okay.
We're a little up. We had a slower September than we did last year, but now we're bouncing back over what we did last year in October, so.
Okay, I got you. Do you experience any seasonality or anything like that?
A little bit, yeah, but we're definitely stronger in the April through July months. But you know, the last year the previous years we've slowed down in December, January, but we did not see that slowdown this last year, just because the interest rates are down, you know, and they're keeping the house sales up, so that just pushes my business.
Okay. All right. And then how about as far as your personal credit goes, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? What are we working with?
It's good. It's good. I wouldn't say it's excellent, but it's good. It's probably in the middle to high 600s.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, have you done any working capital loans before outside of the Swift?
No.
Okay. So Swift was kind of your first foray into it.
Right.
All right. And what did you originally use that for?
That was for expansion over to the part of Eastern Iowa, and to consolidate the territories in Western Iowa and Central Iowa.
Oh, okay. So
it was office help, hiring full time inspectors and radon people and.
Okay, so it sounds like it's pretty similar to what you're looking to do here, another round of expansion. Okay.
Right. Yeah, right. And along with just getting rid of that debt, you know, and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Now, when you did that the first time around, the expansion, did you see a return on that investment with borrowing the funds and doing the expansion, getting seeing a return?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. You know, every time you hire employees and things like that, you do have some people that drop out, you know, that just don't work through. But we gained three or four full-time employees, and you know, they're servicing the Des Moines area. Moved a couple other people out that weren't doing the job, you know, and so, you know, our percentage up over last year is about 20%.
Oh, okay. All right, nice. It's nice that you have kind of like a previous experience to base this on. We can see kind of a track record that, you know,
right,
the funds can at least turn a profit. Okay. All right. Now, let me see here. Okay, so on the 800,000, looking for about 150 to 200. Okay, so here's my question for you, right? My first plan of action obviously is going to be to get a full payoff loan and then net you as much cash as possible. Now, that's what we're shooting for. Always good to have a backup plan, though. So in the case that I'm not able to get the approval to be high enough to net all of the cash and do a payoff, would we still be interested in a situation where we leave the Swift loan alone but get you the additional capital that you need for the expansion, if that's all that's available?
If that's all that's available, yes, I would be okay with that.
Okay. I just want to know, because I'm going to shoot for the first one, but if it's not there, I want to have some options for you. If it's not something we're looking for, I don't want to, you know, waste your time on it. But what I'll do is I'll get as many options as we can. We can kind of work from there. The next step really is going to be to get you approved to see exactly what we're working for. Now to do that, I'll need a few things from you. And I can send all this over in an email. Let me confirm the email address I have here. I have Amerispecia, so it's AmeriSpecia at AOL.com. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So I'll send this whole list to you in an email, but I'll run through it real quick with you right now. Basically, we take a look at 6 months of the recent business bank statements.
Right.
The most recent business tax return. So did you guys finish 2015?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then from there, it'll just be, I'll need an application too. So I'll send the application in the email. Sure. So to get you approved, it's just the application, the bank statements, and the tax return. Usually takes me about 24 hours to get an approval. What I'll do is I'll send everything over to you right now. How soon do you think you would be able to get everything back into me to start the approval process?
I would hope to get it all to you yet today.
Okay. All right. But,
it just depends on how much I need to get. If I should have everything I need, but we'll see.
Okay. Well, just to give you kind of some insight here, I'm in California, so I'm a few hours behind you. So you got some extra time to catch me in the office still today. If I get everything today, I should be able to submit it by the end of the day. We're at the end of the month. We're pretty busy, but I would be shooting to at least get some preliminary feedback for you by Monday. We can move pretty quickly with it.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do, is trying to get it going through the first part of the month. So.
Okay. Now, have you looked anywhere for this financing yet?
Yeah, we were looking at a home equity loan, but you know, we just with the cost of the one place that we already have our account with, our mortgage with, they're not doing well as far as their pricing and stuff like that. So we're looking at other places for that possibility.
Okay.
But we're just trying to figure. I've got a couple guys that, you know, they'll give me 25 here or 25 there, you know, and you know, sure. they want daily payments of like $300 to $400 a day, you know, and it's just too much for me.
Yeah, if you're gonna do it, you don't want to do it in small amounts either. You want to get something that's
right.
gonna actually work with. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I got a pretty good idea for a plan of action. I'm going to go ahead and send you the application and the list of what I need. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call or shoot me an email. And like I said, I'll be here for another about 2.5 hours. So if there's anything, you can still catch me today.
Okay.
All right. I'll send it your way. Thanks for the time.